Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, January 31st, the end of the month is here. February, it's a leap year. I'm sure you all remember this from 2020, which was also a leap year. Also had the Niners battling the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And also, it was an election year, and it had Biden versus Trump. Yes, all of it re-happening again in 2024. It's almost as if we get a do-over. Does that mean the Niners have a chance? I will say this to you guys. We've had Adam Chernoff on the podcast from Right Angle Sports. Right Angle Sports on Tuesday morning gave out San Francisco 49ers money line in the Super Bowl, minus 125, went up to minus 133, and the side went up from, I guess, 1 or 1.5 to 49ers minus 2. Now, listen, just because they gave it out doesn't mean it's going to hit. Obviously, they did have a very good season. You know I'm rooting Niners, and we'll do plenty more NFL in the next 2 weeks. I want to do the Ben Johnson thing before I get to LeBron. Obviously, this story about should the Lakers trade LeBron, what do you do with LeBron, a little overblown, but it's worth a discussion. Rob and I will chop it up. But I feel first I wanted to weigh in on this Ben Johnson staying in Detroit, which is just a massive, enormous win for all my Lions fans. I was thinking about opening the pod with this Taylor Swift controversy. It just feels weird. But then when my wife is like, are you seeing these Taylor Swift comments? And I was like, no. And then you start like actively looking and you see a bunch of just gobbledygook from a bunch of idiots, which is par for the course on social media. I didn't see any of it on IG. It's really on Twitter, which is a pathetic place. Elon Musk's domain. I know there's Elon Musk fans. Sorry, guys. It's a shithole. That's what it is. I don't really like it. I'm only there for work. I cannot wait to make enough money so that I don't have to spend my time on there. It really, I feel dumber usually when I have to go on there. It has some value during games if you miss stuff. A lot of people clip off stuff that's interesting during the games. I didn't see the C.J. Gardner-Johnson waving goodbye in real time to the Niners fans when it was 21-7. And, of course, that made the rounds on Twitter. I wouldn't have seen it otherwise. So there is some value during games, but outside of games, it's like, ooh, just a wasteland. At any rate, I'm not going to get into the Taylor Swift stuff. Like, I just, there's really no reason to hate or dislike her or think the NFL's shoving her down our throats. It's nonsense. You know, everybody's pointed this out. An NFL telecast is 3 hours long. Taylor Swift is shown on screen for what, like maybe 45 seconds through the whole game? Maybe a minute? It's a 3-hour telecast, guys. Like, settle down. Obviously, it's a great story. Tight end, most famous woman in the world. I think what this is, it's, and this sucks, they're trying to make it a political topic in that, as Aaron Rodgers is pushing, oh, Travis Kelce got the jab and he's stunting for Pfizer and blah, blah, blah. And now Taylor Swift likes Biden and all. I can't get too worked up about it, guys. Listen, life is too short for me to get ticked off about people on the internet angry that the NFL is showing Taylor Swift at the Chiefs-Ravens game. Like, my life is too valuable to give a rat's ass what these people on the internet think. The people who are going off on social media about this, I'm just of the opinion they really don't have a life. Like, if you wake up angry and your first thought is, I've got to go fire off this tweet about Taylor Swift. Oh, I've got a good one. It's like, you just got to check the priorities, guys. Honestly, do you want to spend your life angry just arguing with people on the internet? Like, just go enjoy it. Have fun. You want to laugh about Taylor Swift, go for it. And I'm not telling you what to do. It just feels a little silly to get super worked up. Now, the Ben Johnson thing I think is interesting. Everybody, and it wasn't just, you know, podcasters and reporters. It was literally everyone who was talking about Ben Johnson had made it sound like the Commanders was his landing spot. Okay? He could only do Zoom interviews. So once the Lions were eliminated, Washington was flying to go meet Ben Johnson. Mid-flight, Ben Johnson, it's revealed on social media by Tom Pelissero of NFL Network that Ben Johnson's staying in Detroit. That's how Washington allegedly found out. Ben Johnson apparently did not even call them. Very awkward. And then within like an hour, you start seeing the usual stuff from NFL reporters. Well, Ben Johnson did not interview well over Zoom. Well, it's possible he doesn't do Zoom well. It's possible he was kind of sort of into the game against the Bucks, kind of sort of into the game against the Niners. Maybe his focus wasn't on interviewing for a job in Washington. And then you hear, well, his demands, his contract demands were insane. And, you know, for a guy who's never been a head coach, it's just a bridge too far. Okay, that's possible. Yet, despite the contract demands, Washington was still flying to see him? Interesting. It is just so weird how the smear campaigns work. Let's be real. Ben Johnson, amazing play caller. Everybody knows that. And as we've talked about here, NFL just ain't about play calling. You got to build a culture. That's hard. There's no playbook for building a culture, right? And do we know if Ben Johnson could do that? Who knows? Nobody has any clue. You don't really know if you can build a culture until you've got a chance to build one. And it's like, you know, Mike McDaniel was one of the guys in San Francisco under Shanahan, and we've seen all the guys who were under Belichick get their own job, try to instill a similar culture, and it flopped miserably. Well, Mike McDaniel goes to Miami and boom, gets in the playoffs with Skylar Thompson filling in for Tua. And then the next year, boom, nearly wins the division, gets in the playoffs, and they lose in cold weather to Kansas City. Does Miami have a culture? I don't know. If anything, you're probably going to mock it as soft and, built for the regular season, but not the playoffs. You know, you could mock them as that's their culture. But nevertheless, they got two playoff trips. You know what? Since Sanchez led the Jets to the AFC title game against the Steelers, a game they trailed, I believe, 24-0, and then they came back and lost like 24-19. I still remember being at my buddy's house and all these guys, it was in Pennsylvania. And I was so amped for the game. He had like a party and all these guys were just so high. And I'm just like, I got to focus on the game, man. I can't be getting messed up. Like this is, it was, you know, back in 2011, I think. Yeah, I think the wife was pregnant. I don't think my son was even born. Yeah, no, he was not born yet. And it was like, I was totally locked in on the game. I was like, damn, we got to get the dub. And it hurt so bad. Jets have not been back to the playoffs. They don't have a culture. Detroit has a culture, kind of, sort of, thanks to Dan Campbell. And obviously, they've got an amazing play caller in Ben Johnson. So now Ben Johnson says, I don't want to go to Washington. New ownership. I think Washington's got some talent. And they have a high pick. You could turn that into Drake May or Jaden Daniels. But I'm stunned he did not take the job. I don't think Seattle's in as good of a spot, and you got to wonder, still very little on the Mike Vrabel front. My buddy, who's a big Washington Commanders fan, he thinks they should go after McDonald. I think that's no-brainer. I mean, I know people say, oh, defensive coach, you don't want that. McDonald's defense shut down the Niners, shut down the Dolphins, and then late in the season, or you know what? It was actually the playoff. I'm sorry, it was a playoff game against Slowick and the Texans. Slowick from that Shanahan tree shut them down. His defenses completely nullified the great offense, the top, the premier offensive play caller and all his acolytes, shut him down three times. And let's be real, against Kansas City, after those first two drives by Mahomes, I mean, Chiefs did nothing. Look at the second half drive chart. They got nothing. 0 points in the second half to mighty Patrick Mahomes. Offense, that's another story for the Ravens. But McDonald, I know people don't like a defensive coach, but you bring him in, and that's an attractive play-calling job when you've got the skill position guys they do and Drake May, who I do think is going to be a star. I think there's way more pressure on Caleb Williams, you know, given the can't-miss label, the next Mahomes, blah, 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 natural ability. Like, I'm just telling you, the pressure is there. There's no pressure, really, on Drake May. He's falling to two. Washington doesn't have a decision, I don't think, to make unless they fall in love with Jaden Daniels. But you tell me you get McDonald. We'll see what play callers are available. McDonald coming from Baltimore, I'm curious. You know, he was also he was at Michigan with Jim Harbaugh, then in Baltimore with John Harbaugh. I'm sure there is someone from the Harbaugh tree who would make a pretty darn good play caller in Washington. And again, a lot of questions about the Eagles going forward. A lot of questions about the Giants. I could say Daboll opens the season on the hot seat. And then Dallas, massive pressure on Dak, McCarthy, who they haven't given a new contract to and doesn't look like they will. So all of a sudden, it's like, wow, Washington, the door's kind of ajar there for them to make a run. But, you know, kudos to Ben Johnson for making what is a tough decision. He's staying in Detroit. And now I know Lions fans are geeked. I looked up the schedule. We talked about it yesterday. It's a lot tougher being a first-place schedule, and some of the opponents, I think they play 8 of their 17 games are against playoff teams from this year. And the good news is only 2 true outdoor games that could be cold weather. There is an outdoor game against San Fran. That won't be cold weather. Unlikely cold weather. Maybe inclement weather. But other than the Bears and Packers, like, Goff's going to be in favorable conditions, which is really good news for the Detroit Lions. I do think there's regression. And I got to be honest, I don't know that I would have made the decision that Ben Johnson did, because as we've seen for many, many years, when you're hot, strike while the iron is hot. You got to make that move. And we've seen a lot of coaches stick around just a little bit too long. In recent years, Kellen Moore in Dallas, he was interviewing everywhere. He just gets shoved out by McCarthy, one and done with the Chargers, now lands with the Eagles. And it's like, I'm not saying his window's closed, but you don't know when it's going to open again. Eric Bieniemy interviewed for years. Now, he probably wanted a job. I don't know what the offer situation was like, but Bieniemy was just in Washington. He did not work with Sam Howell. He's like kind of back to the drawing board. Lou Amoruno, the defensive coordinator of the Bengals. Unbelievable 2 years ago. Just a phenomenal year. And then interviewed last year. Really good. Interviewed. No job. And then what happened this year? They lose Jesse Bates on the back end. The defense is nothing like it was. And I don't believe Lou Amoruno has had one head coaching interview this offseason. Did he miss his window? He's on the older side. Obviously, Ben Johnson's still in his 30s. But you never want to just jump at any job that's offered, because you might lose that job in 2 years if you don't have the right quarterback. But I Washington gig, man. You know they're going to give Drake May a lot of room, at least two years minimum. So I don't know. I think it's a bit of a mistake. But he knows certainly more than I do on the inside of the Detroit Lions and what they're going to do in free agency, what kind of money they're looking to give Goff. Penei Sewell's got to get re-signed, you know. He picked this clearly for a reason, and the Lions got a lot of talent. So, yeah, they could probably win 10, 11, 12 games again. I would lean toward the under, although there's a long, long way to go.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. The line opened with San Francisco as a short favorite in the rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl. Very excited. If you listen to the pod, you know which way I'm leaning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHT. Fire. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58. With code STRAIGHTFIRE, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, I think one of the biggest topics we've got to deal with today is one that I did not see coming. Rob G texts me, hey, we should probably talk about trading LeBron. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, bro? And he sends me this link to The Ringer, where Kevin O'Connor, who I know a little bit, he's been on the herd in the studio, we've talked, seems like a nice guy. I think I've seen him at Laker games, and we've spoken. I don't know if he's been on the podcast, but he writes this lengthy piece. I mean, it's probably going to be 5,000 words. Is it time for LeBron James and the Lakers to split? And listen, that's a very catchy headline to draw you in. A lot of it is not about LeBron and splitting from the Lakers. It's mostly about how can the Lakers improve, what can they do. But I thought the juiciest thing from this piece, and Rob, feel free to disagree with me, was that when O'Connor wrote, ESPN's Brian Windhorst speculated on his podcast recently that he's not certain LeBron will play for the Lakers next season. And of course, everybody knows Windhorst was covering LeBron back in high school, and Windhorst has basically chronicled LeBron's career closer than anyone else. And I would step back from that, Rob. It jumped out at me as very, very clear why Windhorst might say that. And I'll just say the obvious. LeBron does not like Darvin Ham. He has made many veiled comments over the last 3 weeks about Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham has this weird affinity for Torian Prince. Ham runs hot on some guys. He runs cold on others. It just seems like there's no rhyme or reason to his rotational patterns coming off the bench. Who's playing a lot? Who's playing a little? Does Austin Reeves get involved? There's just a lot of questions it seems like LeBron has on regarding Darvin Ham, and it's clear he doesn't like him. I mean, at one point, LeBron said Bronny could play for the Lakers right now, as if to denigrate the roster and, you know, that Darvin Ham doesn't know anything about rotations. Now, it doesn't help that, like, Gabe Vincent's been hurt. A lot of guys have been hurt. The weirdest part, Rob, for this whole thing is LeBron and AD have been really healthy, and they're still kind of sputtering. They'll go off with an awesome win against the Warriors, who are not good, and then they'll come back and get dusted by the Rockets. And it's like, where's the consistency? And then it's like the pieces around them. So my read on this, obviously, is the Lakers do not, under any circumstances, want to get out of the LeBron James business. They also do not want to be completely hamstrung by LeBron to let him get his way with all the clutch guys and then bring on Bronny in the offseason and let him handpick the next coach. They don't want to give all of the power to him. They already did that, I think, and Rob can check me on this because I wasn't totally here at that point in L.A. following it closely. But they kind of sort of did that to Kobe. Kobe, yes, we will give you the grandfather deal. Yes, Kobe, we will make you the highest paid player. Yes, Kobe, we'll do this, that, and the other. And oh, by the way, the team sucks. And they were bottom dwellers. And, you know, then Kobe ends his career. And it was just kind of like, kind of petered out. LeBron ain't going to go out like that. That's clear. My gut, Rob, tells me that this is not about LeBron. I cannot see them under any circumstances trading Austin Reeves. And it's weird because Kevin O'Connor in this piece doesn't speak as glowingly about Reeves as I am. I think Reeves is a keeper on the team. Between his contract, his skill set, what he's done in the playoffs, there's no way you could get rid of him. The real big issue, Rob, here is the Lakers tax that they will have to pay for everybody. Everybody that they want to trade for. Anyone the Lakers want, you're going to have to pay a premium. You might as well have to toss in an extra first-round pick. That's just how it is. And that stinks, and the Lakers are going to get screwed, but that's kind of how it is. Like, this DeJounte Murray stuff, like, stop it. We're not giving up Austin Reeves for DeJounte Murray. It's just that, no, that's off the table. Like, stop bringing it up. So, Rob, I don't know. I read the article. I think it's going to get some play. As, you know, Mr. Lakers fan, I need your takeaway.
I'll tell you what, the whole situation is not as cut and dry as people would like it to be, because the Lakers this season, with a mostly healthy LeBron, a mostly healthy Anthony Davis, when those two guys are on the floor together, they've only outscored opponents by 0.3 points per 100 possessions. So they are, with LeBron and AD, even healthy, the definition of mediocre. They are 500, right in the middle, not contending, not terrible, just no man's land. And the problem is I don't think that there is a trade out there that realistically would get them into the upper crust of the NBA. I don't think that there's any single deal they could make, unless they're able to just absolutely fleece somebody, that's going to put them in a position where they can have a team as currently constructed with Darvin Ham at the controls, which is a whole nother conversation because he's been absolutely terrible since basically he's been here. But I don't think there's a deal that they can be made where, let's say you brought up DeJounte Murray. You're not going to give up Reeves, as you mentioned. They say, hey, well, give us D'Angelo Russell and some picks and blah, blah, blah. We'll give you DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray is better than D'Angelo Russell, but is he markedly better where if you replace Russell with Murray, you're all of a sudden a title? No, you're not. No. And so then you go to the opposite end. Now, Kevin O'Connor didn't actually say the Lakers should trade LeBron, but if you just consider the idea of trading LeBron, here's the other problem. Where are you going to send him that he is going to, A, be happy with? Because the Lakers are one of those teams that treats their stars right. You know, if they're not going to give Kobe the grandfather deal or Shaq the contract he looks for, they're going to send Shaq to one of his preferred destinations, which is how he ended up in Miami. Where are you going to send LeBron that you're going, he's going to be happy going to, and number two, you're going to feel like you get any kind of equal value? Are you going to send him to Philadelphia for Tyrese Maxey? Well, I don't think Philadelphia would do that.
No,
right?
Way.
Are you going to send him to Golden State to be with Steph Curry? Well, I don't think they have anything that I would like, you know, Wiggins, Draymond, Clay, whatever. I don't think that's going to be enough for a guy of LeBron James caliber. And you go down the list, and it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, because if you stand pat and you don't make a move, you're not doing anything. if you make a move that's on the outskirts, you trade Russell, you trade Rui, whatever, you're probably still not good enough. And then if you go full nuclear and you trade LeBron James, you're not going to be able to get anything in return that's going to make it worth your while.
So let me ask you this, Rob. Is it possible that the Lakers just say, we're going to stand pat, we're not doing anything, we're going to go to the dance with the girl we brought, which is this squad, and we're either going to make it and do some damage in the playoffs, or we're not? And let's be real, in a one-off in-season tournament, they could do damage. But in a seven-game series, I don't see them taking down the Nuggets. I still don't think Minnesota is going to be ready for the playoffs. What wins do they have? Who's been in a tougher crucible in their career, Minnesota or the Lakers? Young OKC or the Lakers? Like, I think the Lakers will have a chance against both those, despite how good they are in the numbers. There is sort of, the Patrick Mahomes parallel. Like, ooh, Mahomes did not have a great year. And, hey, Buffalo's hot. Buffalo's at home. Give me Mahomes. And then it's like, oh, well, now you got to go to the Ravens, who are the number one team in offense, number one in defense. And, oh, wait a minute. Give me Mahomes. Like, I know it's a one-game scenario versus seven, but I don't. Rob, are you with me? Like, the Lakers are not afraid of Minnesota or OKC. Sorry, they're just not.
No, not at all. Not at all. But the issue is we're still the calendar hasn't even hit February yet. So everybody that's excited about Minnesota and Oklahoma City, and again, I was pumping up OKC before the season started, so I'm going to take a small victory lap on that one. Shout out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP Dark Horse. But the issue is the Clippers are surging. Phoenix is suddenly getting healthy. Denver is always lurking. They're probably not going to push for the number one or number two seed, but wherever they land, you're going to feel like they have the best path to the NBA championship. So let's say the Lakers stand pat, they become a play-in team again, they sneak in again as a 7-8 seed, but instead of getting Minnesota or Oklahoma City in the first round, you get the Clippers, you get Phoenix,
well, you don't want
you get Denver. You know what I mean? So you're in this weird predicament where I don't know what you can do.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
And there's another question I wanted to run by you, because it's something that I think has been kind of weighing on me as a Laker fan for the better part of a year now. Now, KOC didn't say this in his column, but people who have shared it have kind of shared this sentiment. If you're not going to give LeBron the pieces to win a championship, then you owe it to him to trade him, or you owe it to him to push all in so that you can make a run at the championship. And I don't think the Lakers owe LeBron a damn thing. Like, I believe that his hands are just as dirty for the things that have gone wrong with Lakerland the last 4 or 5 years as anybody in that front office.
You articulated this. There's no way you can automatically trade him where he's going to win a title. I don't think it works like that because we don't know. You have to, like, reshape the roster around him. I think the real question is LeBron can't commit anywhere until he sees what happens with his son. And it's not like Bronny's lighting the world on fire at USC. Like, he's showing out sometimes. But he's up and down like any teenager would be. I think ultimately this comes down to the draft, and the Lakers will have a decision to make. Do we draft Bronny or does somebody else get him? Right? Now, I guess there's the off chance that nobody takes him and he's an undrafted free agent. Then the Lakers just take him in and it's great. But I don't know. Is there a world where Detroit says, hey, we would love LeBron. We're the worst team in the league. We'll take the LeBron and Bronny show. And they just decide to take Bronny at the end of the first round or with one of their 75 picks they have. I don't know, Rob. Is LeBron going to go to Detroit or is then he going to hold a vendetta against the Lakers? He's going to play wherever his son goes. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr., didn't he play in several places after Seattle? I want to say he was in Cleveland.
He was in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, that's what it was. Okay. Like, you're going to go wherever your son goes. So, first of all, the idea of trading LeBron is not happening, right? We can agree. They're not trading him.
Not going to happen. 0%. 0% chance that's happening.
What's interesting is sometimes, you know, when somebody tells you something, it's maybe what they're leaving out as opposed to what they're actually telling you. I guess I'd have to look over the story again. But how many times did you see the name Zach LaVine in that article, Rob?
Ooh, maybe 2 or 3.
Exactly. DeJounte Murray's all over it, which is, you know, the obvious one. And there's Kelly Olynyk gets prominent mentions. And other names where you're just like, Jeremy Grant, really? Is that like, I think Jeremy Grant would be a great fit. Is he putting them over the top? I doubt it. But I just found it a little interesting that Zach LaVine is mysteriously absent from this. Now, I know that there was a report that Detroit was maybe interested in him because they're that desperate. And they don't want to, like, you know, have the worst record and set some NBA futility mark. But I just wonder if LaVine... Listen, I know, Rob, you don't like LaVine as much as I do. Nobody does. But if you can give me LaVine without parting with Austin Reeves, I'm just telling you now, I think that is the one guy that helps them make the jump to light speed. And I know that sounds crazy because people are like, oh, he's hurt all the time. He's just not an alpha. You don't need him to be an alpha. You've got LeBron. Like, one of the things in this article, Rob, that was interesting is the Lakers' offense has been anemic. What are they, 15th in offense? Like, that's not characteristic.
No, they're 15th in defense. They're in the 20s in offense.
Yeah, so the offense is anemic, and that's with a healthy LeBron and AD. What does Zach LaVine bring you? Offense. And we know this is an offensive league. You could be as good of a defensive team as you want, and you ain't winning. You need offense in this league right now to be dominant. And I don't know, here's my other reason, if you're the Lakers, that I would go after LaVine. Rob, I'm not wishing this on anybody. Let's just say Jokic goes down, season-ending injury, okay? Who's the favorites in the West? Suns? What are they? All gas, no brakes. Clippers. I guess they've got good defensive wings, but they don't have a big to hang with Anthony Davis. And then it's like, you know, the Kings, who have a lot of question marks, Timberwolves, the Thunder. Like, if you can just hang around, just like last year. Remember? They go up against Memphis in the first round. Ja Morant's hurt. Boom! Lakers dominate. Like, it worked out great. Then they beat the Warriors in the second round. I don't even know if the Warriors are going to make the playoffs. I don't know, Rob. Does LaVine excite you yet?
I mean, I'm a big Zach LaVine fan because he's a UCLA guy. And I remember when he was coming out of the draft that I thought he was somebody that, because everybody wanted the next Kobe. And Zach LaVine, even in college, you could see that he could fly through the air like few guys in NBA history could. And he had a nice little jump shot, which is all translated to the NBA. His problem, though, is twofold. Number one, the contract is ginormous. So if he is not the guy, and he very well could be, but if he's not, you're in an even worse situation than you were with Russell Westbrook. Because he just signed that contract extension. He's getting upwards of $50 million a season for the foreseeable future. And I don't know if by the time that contract is deeper into it, he's going to be worth that kind of money. Fair. That's number one. Number two, and probably the biggest reason why he wasn't mentioned very much in the KOC article, is that he's been hurt this season.
Yeah.
Like he just got back. He was hurt for a while, came back, and then went back on the shelf again about a week and a half later. And I believe he's still on the shelf. He's probably going to be sidelined through the trade deadline.
Conspiracy.
So if you're the Lakers, can you... Okay, go ahead. Conspiracy theory. I want to hear this.
The Bulls are going nowhere fast. Is Zach LaVine powering down so he can get to the Lakers? So he doesn't suffer another injury. Bulls, by the way, 22-25. They've shown well without him. You know, if you want to trade somebody, all of a sudden you don't play them so you can ship them. Now, I'm not saying that they faked his injury and we've got like the Embiid situation where he's ducking the Nuggets, you know. I don't know. Plus, I think LaVine moves. Who moves the meter for you more, LaVine or DeJounte Murray with the Lakers?
Oh, Zach LaVine.
No, LaVine or Jeremy Grant?
Probably Zach LaVine.
Yeah, he's the guy they need,
I mean,
bro.
Yeah, but his contract means you have to give up at least two of your like high-priced guys just to get him.
Like, so what's that looking like? Russell and a pick? Sayonara, yeah. Fellas.
Wow. No respect for the Japanese Jordan? I thought that was your guy.
I do really like him. I like saying his name as well. I forgot. By the way, if you're looking for a sleeper, should something happen to the Nuggets, I like Luka and Kyrie. I am curious. The NBA trade deadline is eight days away. It usually is all hype and excitement, and then nothing really ever happens. Where do you fall this year? Because it seems like more teams are kind of in the mix. For instance, the Knicks are surging in the East. They've won seven in a row. The Heat are fading in the East. They've lost seven in a row. We saw the Cavs make a splash move for Siakam, and they're inching forward. They could crack the top four. I mean, by the way, the Indiana Pacers have the same record as the Phoenix Suns. And Halliburton's been out, what, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks? Like, I got to give it to the Pacers, man. They are fun. And they're, by the way, they're all offense, and they got to the in-season finals. So I'm just telling Rob, you and I are on the same agreement here. Offense is what wins in the NBA. And I don't think there's a better offensive player out there than Zach LaVine.
That's available? Probably not. Yeah, I think you're right. And as far as the trade deadline goes, I think ultimately, because at this point, there's much more buyers than sellers. And so what I believe is going to happen is that three-headed monster in the Eastern Conference that's all jockeying for like the 10 seed, which is the Hawks, who the Lakers played last night, the Brooklyn Nets, who inexplicably destroyed the Lakers in crypto about a week and a half ago, and the Charlotte Hornets, all have players that have some kind of value around the league. And if any of those three or all three of them decide, you know what, we don't care about making the play-in, we're not going anywhere anyways, we're going to start selling off our wings like Finney Smith and Royce O'Neal, we're going to start selling off DeJounte Murray, Bogdanovich in Atlanta, we're going to sell off Miles Bridges and Gordon Hayward or whatever. Those guys, I think, all control the trade deadline. If one of them becomes sellers, then suddenly you're going to see some of these contending tight teams try to swoop in and make a deal. If they all decide they'd rather try to make the play-in, it's going to be a very underwhelming trade deadline.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like that, a little bit underwhelming. I am excited to get back into talking about the NBA. This podcast has obviously been heavy, heavy, heavy NFL. And NFL's not going anywhere. The offseason is going to be total fire. But yeah, it's a smart job by the Ringer and Kevin O'Connor. Should the Lakers trade LeBron? And you get to the end of the article and you're like, they're not trading him. They're not trading him anywhere. By the way, Rob, how much of Bronny have you seen?
I've seen a little bit of him.
Enough to have an NBA comp? I don't want to be disrespectful and call him like Patrick Beverley, because that instantly is like, ooh, Patrick Beverley's an asshole. But like, who, like, player wise?
No,
by the way, Patrick Beverley scored like 37 a game in high school.
Yeah.
He could get buckets. He's just not in the NBA, not a scorer.
No, I think that you're right on track. And I think, you know, again, he's so early in his development. I think he could be an Alex Caruso type.
I like that.
The size, you know, he's a tweener type of guard, but he can defend really well. That's one thing he does. He's not a on-the-ball type point guard that everybody's looking for these days. He's more of the connecting piece. Like, I think that his high end, you know, this is a weird comp because he's hurt right now and he's been hurt for a while, is Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball was never the Derrick Rose, John Wall type point guard, high pick and roll, let me score 20, get you 10 assists. He was always, I'm going to keep the ball moving, I'm going to defend at a high level, and then you look up, oh, he's got 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 12 assists. Like, he's one of those guys who's just a very good basketball player, and his game is going to translate to better talent around him. He might not be a superstar, but he's going to be a high-level kind of role player in the NBA.
Bronny's listed at 6'4", Rob. The other name that pops up is like a Josh Green in Dallas. Get Bronny in the weight room, get him some creatine, and he's kind of rocked up, and he's that, like, come off the bench, energy defense guy. And then you know what? At some games, he's going to be playing so well and in rhythm that he's on the court at the end of the game in a close game. I could totally see that being Bronny. Now, other games, he's not going to play much, kind of like a Josh Green. He's just got to be a sniper from three. That was fun, Rob. I like NBA. It's good. We could chop it up anytime. All right. Back tomorrow on Straight Fire. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.